Good morning, God's wonderful people. Whether you're hearing me from all kingdom, all nations, all creed, all tongues, all languages, I'm just here this morning to share with you the word of God that was resting on my heart for his people. I pray that whether you hear this now or later, that you will share it. Once it ministers to your spirit, share it to all those who you can share it with in your circle, that it might reach near and that it might reach far. My name is Minister Michelle Smith. I'm coming to you from Light and Life Ministries. And what was laid on my heart to share today is the provision that God has for his children. And it states, and I quote in 1 Peter 3 and the verse 9, 1 Peter 3 and the verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." So this word that was laid on my heart is that God has some promises that he has made. He says, if you will lay aside sin, then he has a promise for you. If you choose to walk in righteousness and holiness and godly living, then he will give you the desires of your heart. But he also says, if you refuse and rebel, then he will also have a reward for you. But the main thing, as 1 Peter 3 and the verse 9 says, that he wishes that all may come to repentance. And so that's what the Lord is working on, all of us to be surrendered to him in repentance, so that he can bring all of us into fellowship and sonship, and to serve him in spirit and to serve him in truth. So if you are away from his presence, then you need to get back to his presence so he can bring you back into proper alignment with God. You know, and when you get into proper alignment with God, the promises that he has made, that heaven will be your portion. He will go on to prepare a place for us that we can come and be with him in due season, then that will be your portion. But if you refuse and rebel and continue to walk in your sinful ways and hold on to the things of this world and the things that only satisfy you for a season, then the reward, you have chosen your reward. That's not what God planned for you. His plan was for you to be redeemed unto himself. But by virtue of you refusing him and turning your face away from him, then he has no other way but to be the God who he is, who is faithful and true, the God who stands against sin, doesn't like sin. You know, sin has no lot or part with him. So based on your decision not to choose him, then you have made your fate. You have spread your bed, as they would say. And so you will go to live with the devil, who also rejected Christ, and that was his fate. But God made the ultimate provision, which was for all of us to come back in alignment with God. So I am encouraging you this morning, if you have, or night, whichever time of the day you hear this, that you will come to the Lord, because he is calling us unto repentance. He wish that all may come to repentance, so all may taste of the goodness of God. It's not his desire for you to feel pain or hurt or to be in sorrow or mourning continuously, but he desires to give you peace and to give you comfort that comes from knowing and serving the Lord in spirit and in truth. So I encourage you who are hearing on the other end of this live, who are hearing on the other end of this recording, that you will look into your life and see how you live, and leave those unclean situations, leave those things that are only temporarily fulfilling to those things that are long lasting and bring you permanent joy and gladness, and come into the service of the Lord as he is calling you. So hear he the word of the Lord. The Lord has made the preparations for you to make it into heaven. All you have to do is accept this perfect and free gift that God has for you, and the way is already paved for you. But if you refuse to accept the gift of salvation, which was purchased with so much pain and agony and with his blood, then he has no recourse but to allow you to go where those who reject God goes, which is where the worms die not and the fire quench it not. Whether you believe it or not, that's what his word says, and his word is true. So choose he this day to walk in repentance, so that he might adopt you as sons and daughters of God, instead of refusing and rebelling, and then have judgment to be placed on your life. So wherever you are, whatever time you hear this, look into your life, see how you live, leave your Babylonian sinful condition, and turn unto the Lord. He is calling you to come to him today. His arms are still open wide. Mercy gates are still open. The preparation he made for you to come into his bosom and into his security is still there. So come while there is life, because as long as you have life, there is hope. Turn to the Lord today, as he has made preparation to receive as many as come. The preparation is already made to receive you. So come in Jesus' name. Amen. Share this wherever you might hear it, and let someone know that God is calling for all saints. No matter how you think you are messed up, he's calling you. This is for you. Preparation is made for you. So come to the Master today. Bless you, everybody. Until we meet again next time, in Jesus' name. Amen.